רואים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
Reading in the writings of בעל הסולם, volume 1, page 509, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 82. You can ask questions on cab.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Item 82. It has been explained above in item 74 that there are two degrees in the Rosh de Nikudim called Keter and Abav Ima. Hence, when Zon de Ak shone the new light of Absag to the ten Sfirot de Nikudim, it first shone to Keter de Nikudim through Tabur de Ak, where Keter clothes, and completed it with Gar in lights and Bina and Zon in Kelim. Subsequently, it shone to Abba Ve'ima the Nikudim through Yisod De'ak, where Abba Ve'ima clothed, and completed them with Gar in lights and Bina and Zon in Kelim.
Nikudot De'ak, שהתפשטו למטה מטבור.
Meaning, נקודות of Sag, which spread below Tabur, qualified this place called Nehiyev Galgasha, and through that place now they're operating in order to fill this place, Nehiyev Ak. And what is it to fill? To fill is called to clothe it, to start caring for it. And then it turns out that we have the Partsufim of the world of Nikudim, the two Rosh, Keter and Abba Ve'ima. The Rosh of Itlabshut is called Keter, and the Rosh of Abiyut is called Abba Ve'ima, and the Guf, which is called Zon. For the time being, they're in Katnut. Keter dresses the Tabu. Abba Ve'ima below the Keter, and Zon below Abba Ve'ima. They all end at the Parsa. That's the state of Katnut of the world of Nikudim. It's not quite an Olam, a world. It's only one Partsuf, and also it's a Partsuf in Katnut. But nevertheless, for the sake of its future role, the great role that it awaits it, it's called the world of Nikudim in Katnut. So, just the point is that we need to see where they clothe. So he says it this way. You know, we're in 82, where the light goes to the Keter of Nikudim through Tabur of Ak. It illuminates where the Keter clothes from Tabur of Ak, and completed it with the Gar in lights and Bina and Zon in Kelim. Subsequently, it shone to Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim through Yesod of Ak, where Abba Ve'ima clothed, and completed them with Gar in lights and Bina and Zon in Kelim. That's for the time being. What happens next? 83.
First, let us explain the Gadlut, which this new light caused in the ten Sfirot of Nikudim. The thing is that we should ask about what is written above, that the level of Keter and Abba Ve'ima de Nikudim were considered Vak, because they emerged on a Vyut of Prina Aleph. But we have said that through the descent of Nekudot de Sag below Tabur de Ak, Mchina Talet joined with the Masach de Nekudot de Sag, which is Bina. Thus, this Masach contains a Rashimo of Mchina Talet de Ovyut as well. In that case, during the Hitkalelut of the Masach in Rosh de Sag, ten Sfirot should have emerged at the level of Keter and the light of Yechida, and not at the level of Vak de Bina in the Sfira Keter, and the level of Vak without a Rosh in Abba Ve'ima. The answer is that the place is the cause. Since Bchina Dalet is included in Bina, which is Nikveh Naim, Avyut Dalet disappeared there inside Bina. as though it is not there at all. Hence, the zivug was made only on the reshimot of Prina Bet Dehitlabshut and Prina Aleph Deovyut, which are from the core of the Masach de Bina, as written in item 74, and only two levels emerged there, Vak de Bina and complete Vak.
Meaning Zat of Bina and Zeranpin, that's what emerged. Questions? Who was here? Oh, Niv.
What does it mean that the place causes? Why didn't Prina Dalet cause the breaking?
Where is it written?
It says Prina Dalet connected to Nekudot Desag, which is Bina, and in that Masach there is also Rishimot of Prina Dalet Deovyut. So during the when the Masach was merged with Nekudot Rosh Desag, there should have been letters. Couldn't follow him. In a level of Vak without a Rosh in Abba Ve'ima. The answer is that the place is the cause.
What is the place? Rosh of Sag.
The Zivug is done in Rosh of Sag.
Yes, how can Sag beget more than what it has on its own? It can only implement the Reshimot in its style,
which is Bina.
Yes.
So what happens to Dalet? Who activated it? Who operated the action?
The will to receive, which in totality is Dalet, which is included in Bet. Where does Dalet have the ability to rise to Bet? Because in the past, Bet gave birth to Dalet.
And in what state is she there? Katnut?
Yes, because she doesn't need more than that. It's not demanded of her. She's willing to give everything, but it's not asked of her.
There's still a question here. How come she doesn't cause the activating of Bina in more than Katnut? That's the question.
Bina Dalet? How?
Yeah, because who activated the descent below Tabu?
If the creature doesn't do special actions in order to invite Reshimot upon itself, then the general Malchut does not evoke it, and they're all waiting.
And this happens because the whole action started from Rosh Desag?
Specifically, since it's from Rosh of Sag, that it's from Bina. Here it's even more, even clearer. But in general, the fact that there's no coercion, spirituality.
About the place that causes the same question, that the place causes the form of the action, what it changes the reaction, what does it do?
Yes, Rosh of Sag is a place. You receive, a place is a deficiency. You receive, you come to a certain deficiency, and according to that deficiency, that's all it hears. Okay. Next.
Can you explain the illumination of the new light through the Tabu and Yesod?
No. Truly not. If we open the sixth part of the study of Ten Sefirot, you'll see how much there is about that. Because between Rosh of Sag and the Partzuf Keter of Abba Ve'ima, there are other Partzufim there, other heads that stand there. From Nikvei Naim of Rosh of Sag, from Peh of Rosh of Sag, and to its Chazeh, meaning there are many systems there. It doesn't just jump from Rosh of Sag downwards. And those systems, first of all, are the lights of Galgalta, of Nihi of Galgalta. Nihi of Galgalta connects to Nekudot of Sag and raises the man to Ein Sof from Rosh of Galgalta. Do you understand? It's a system which is constantly working in such a circulation from its beginning to its end, and from the end to the beginning. That's why, how can we say this? They're all operating actually for one, in one way. The thought of creation is in all of these actions. In each and every desire, in each and every partsuf that is built now, it's the same upper thought of the Creator, just that it's clothed in all kinds of actions that weaken it, dim it, and that's how it operates. Meaning, there's nothing here except for the Creator, which is operating together with the creature in order to lead the creature to a state in which you can start working with him, meaning that he will truly be included of the two systems. Where are we?
84. Okay. Rav, can you explain what is Vak de Bina and complete Vak?
Vak is half a degree. Vak of Bina meaning only the seven lower of Bina, Zat of Bina.
What is complete Vak?
The complete ones is usually Zeran Bin. And we are 84. Therefore, no.
84. Therefore, now Zondeak below Tabor extended the new light through their man from Ab Sagdeak and illuminated it to the Rosh de Nikudim. And since Partsuf Ab Deak has no contact with this Tzimtzum Bet, which elevated the Bchina Dalet to the place of Nikve Enayim, when its light was drawn to Rosh de Nikudim, it re-canceled the Tzimtzum Bet within it, which elevated the place of the Zivug to Nikve Enayim. Also, it lowered Bchina Dalet back to its place at the Peh, as prior to the Tzimtzum Aleph, that is, the place of Peh de Rosh. Thus, the three Kelim Ozen, Chotem, and Peh, ear, nose, mouth, respectively, that fell from the degree because of Tzimtzum Bet, now return to their place, their degree, as before. At that time, the place of the Zivug descended once more from Nikve Enayim to Bchinat Dalet at the place of Peh de Rosh. Since Bchinat Dalet is already at her place, 10 Sfirot emerge there at the degree of Keter. Thus, it has been explained that through the new light that Zondeak extended to Rosh de Nikodim, it gained the three lights Neshama, Chaya, Echida, and the three Kelim, Achab, which are Bina and Zon, that were missing when it first emerged.
No.
Well,
can Danny
ask something? Yes, Danny.
I didn't understand why the light of Absag succeeds in canceling Tzimtzum Bet.
It's called that way. It's the upper light, which has the power of the light of Chochmah and light of Chassadim. It works against the will to receive, and then distances it from the in order to receive, and equips it with a masach in order to bestow. Therefore, it's called the light of Absag, because we have no lights other than the light of Absag. There's the light of Chochmah and the light of Chassadim. In all of creation, there's no more than the two lights. And those two lights, as they operate from the Keter, it's called that the Creator comes and corrects the creature. Yes.
But when they come to Rosh Tisag, isn't there an understanding that there is a limitation there? Isn't it registered somewhere that there has to be some relation to it?
Sag certainly has a limitation. Every Patsuf does. If it doesn't err, then it is in limitation. It understands what's happening with it. Unless there is a missing, a purposeful missing from above, and then the Patsuf goes according to that deviation, which is also to its benefit, even though it shatters.
It says here, since Patsuf Amdak has no contact with Tzimtzum Bet, which elevated the Bchina Dalet to the place in Nikvei Naim, when its light was drawn towards the Nikudim, it recancelled Tzimtzum Bet. So that's not clear what happened there.
Which item is this?
It's what we read now, 84. But it says, since Patsuf Abdeak.
Since the Patsuf Abdeak has no contact with the Tzimtzum Bet, yes, that's clear. It elevated the Bchina Dalet to the place of Nikvei Naim. Hence, when its light was drawn to Rosh of Nikudim, it recancelled the Tzimtzum Bet within it, which elevated the place of the Zivug to Nikvei Naim and lowered the Bchina Dalet back to its place in the Peh, like it was prior to the Tzimtzum Aleph, meaning instead of into the place of Peh Rosh. Thus, the three kelim, ozen, chotem, peh, which fell from the degree, due to the tzimtzum bet, they fell from their degree. Now they return to their place, their degree as before. And then, again, the place of the zivug descended once more to the place of Nikvei Naim, to Bchina Dalet, in the place of Peh Avrosh. And since Bchina Dalet is already at her place, then ten sefirot emerged there at the degree of Keter. And it was explained, ta-ta-ta-ta. So what happened?
And the fact that Ab has no connection to Tzimtzum Bet, we can understand. But it does have to go through Rosh Tisag. It doesn't skip it.
Who?
When the lights go through the whole system, they don't skip Rosh Tisag.
The lights go through the whole system.
So why didn't they meet the limitation there?
What light?
According to what I understand,
you're saying a light that shattered the kli, which was a very big kli, light that emerged upon the Rishimot of Dalet Gimel, yes? How did it pass through Sag?
Yes.
So ask it that way. I understand that you like me to read, but I'll read for you later something else, okay? So this is how it is. How does the light of Ab Sag, which is the light of Chokhmah, how does it go through Sag? Sag has no barrier, no disturbance for the light of Chokhmah. On the contrary, the light of Chokhmah passes through, it flows. Even, I don't know how to say this. This is called to refine, to the chassadim. That's what it does. When it goes through the chassadim and continues onwards, it's as if it has, everything is oiled up there. It's okay to say that along the way. Even more than without Sag being there.
Even though Rosh Tisag knows that it needs to go only through up to Nikvei Naim, because there's a decision there. So why did this whole thing happen before?
No, so the zivug happened now in Bchina Dalet, in the Peh. Wait. So you're not asking how did the Rosh pass? You're saying how did Rosh of Sag, which is in Katnut, how does it all of a sudden allow the light of Chokhmah, which is the light of Gadlut, to pass through it?
Correct.
Oh. So I will tell you that you are right with your question, but you have a mistake from before, as Rosh of Sag goes back to Gadlut, because Rishimo of Dalet Gimel obligates it to lower the Masach from Nikvei Naim to Peh, and to do a Zivug and the Gadlut. And in general, it does the Zivug. But also Galgalta and Ab and Malchut of Insof, they all do this Zivug. It's the Zivug of the end of correction. Imagine to yourself, a Zivug upon Dalet Gimel is a Zivug for the end of correction. Niv, do you hear this? What? No. Why didn't you ask this before? Because it's a zivug that comes from the Rishimo of Dalet Gimel of Nehi of Ak. If this action were to be done correctly, meaning they could supply those kilim of Nehi, of Nekudot of Sag. If they could supply them a masachs, they would receive in order to bestow all the light of Insof. The Kli which shattered was shattered from the light of Insof, as there was no limitations. And it entered the Kli this way and broke it. And the Kli which shattered, it shattered fully. Meaning there is no desire in the Kli which remained in order to bestow. They are all in order to receive. Is that okay? Well, Danny.
It's as if a system was built and then on purpose they inserted a bug so it would fail.
Then it was built. Now the system of impurity. Otherwise, what will we correct? How will we know the oppositeness from the Creator? We won't have the discernments.
So why not break it to begin with? We can just shatter it and that's it.
Now it's being crushed. Now it's being shattered. Now this is what's happening. When else? When would it happen before that? When? Tell me. There was no connection between Bina, Malchut Keter. There was no connection in that system which you could shake them all up and bring, not in cognito, but in a cunning way, bring the light of Chochmah, such that Bina will draw it and think that she is correcting Malchut. And Malchut will receive this light of Chochmah and explode. And also the way she explodes, gradually, as she's constantly trying to nevertheless, in order to bestow, it's constantly breaking her. It's an action that in such cunning, it was spinned in such a way, and it was impossible to know that in advance, because Bina is there. There was never such an example where Bina won't be able to maintain the Malchut. And here we're coming to a state in which I ate and I will eat more. Twice. There was the first contact and the second contact, as we learn in the sin of the tree of knowledge. This is where all our problems stem from. Very big problems. Meaning we need to come to such a decision in which there is nothing for myself. Nothing. Something. No. Nothing. Maybe nothing. There is none. Simply, completely, total. Nothing. We don't know what that is. How much that is. None. In order to make even the smallest of corrections. We are learning now how this system all of a sudden is revealed from the darkness. How later it is shattered and built from the remnants of the correction that already includes the system of Kedusha and the system of Tumah, of impurity. This is what the Creator created. It's not a world in all that it fills it. It's worlds and their fillings. Truly. Yes.
No, Tisha. So
why can't Bina guard Malchut?
She doesn't need to protect it. She thought she was going to assist in the correction.
Yeah, why can't she assist it? Why did it break?
the Bchina Dalet was revealed that wasn't even there before.
Bchina Dalet was even before Tzimtzum Aleph.
That was in Bchina Dalet there before it was revealed fully. Not in Galgalta fully, because it wasn't used. And it was never used, the Bchina Dalet. And here there was seemingly all the conditions for correction.
So Bina woke it up, but didn't know it couldn't...
Yes, of course. No, to explain it in such a simple way, but there are very deep questions here that I'm not sure that I would be able to answer them. There aren't even words here for this. The Creator arranged it in such a way, internally and in such a cunning way, that our intellect cannot digest it in depth. It's as if there's a certain squint, lack of focus with your brain, where you understand but don't understand, you see but don't see, and it's such a sensation. The essence of knowledge is for us to not know. You can't. You can't know. Later, yes, when we correct everything, we will have the kelim from 0 to 100%. All of them. Now, for the time being, we're also built from all the limitations of the second restriction, of the first restriction, all those 32 paths without Malchut herself, only Malchut which rises to Bina. Do you understand? All those things don't let us be to seemingly be decisive, to cut it. We can't, but we feel that there's something that is constantly concealed, something that's not quite there. It's like you have irrational numbers, where there's some kind of remnant that remains there. Okay? Do we have someone who wanted to give us? No? No, we don't have the Holland group. Okay? So let's continue. What?
So what is the purpose of the breaking? Why did it do it?
Without the shattering, there would be no place where we could exist. Because we exist only from the keepers of the shells of the kibbutz. I'm sorry, from the preserves of the yeast of the shells. Without that, we can't.
What does it mean? That we are only in self-perception?
It's like you have a healthy body, and it lives, but inside the body there are all kinds of such, how should we say, microbes and viruses and other things that live there out of the filth. Parasites.
That
are nourished by your doctor. You know what this is. That's it. So without them, can you live?
No.
They actually are the foundation of our existence. The foundation of our existence. Clean the body from all those, from all that, it won't be able to exist. Clean our heart and brain from all this garbage. What was it worthwhile to live? What are you laughing? Is it right or not? Right. That's it. That's why Arvut. There's no choice.
So how do we get from this to Arvut?
Where we feel that we're weak before those bacteria, those parasites, all those microbes, those disasters that are feeding on us and exist on us. And there are billions of them, yes? In every single body.
But you said we can't live without them, and it's true, we can't.
What don't you know? It's elementary physiology. Look at Neve. Well, he has a few billion little parasites that are sitting there and eating him up from all the sides. It all depends on the balance. It all depends on the balance of these and those. So now we are learning how specifically those systems were created, were built, and how they are according to commands from above, how they are in balance, and how we between them can exist, and even in free choice. As if. Well, but nevertheless. This you can see in every one of those systems, it's like that. Still vegetative, animal, speaking in the system, and awareness and feeling and understanding. And we're using, I don't know, a tenth or a hundredth of a percent of what's in this whole system. And we don't understand or recognize anything. It's very interesting how it works. The whole universe and all that's in it is truly zero relative to it.
And what is it all for? Why so many details?
No, that's as a copy, as a reflection of it, because you can't have a whole system which doesn't include on all of its levels, still vegetative, animal speaking, and godliness, that it doesn't include the whole structure on each and every part of it. Out of incorporation.
So, Niv wants to get out of this system? What is his purpose? What is his goal? Niv.
Its purpose is that by the highest level that was given to us, the free choice, we will correct ourselves, and by that, everything will enter into balance. Everything will enter into balance, and darkness will shine as light. And then all those systems will be in balance, and if they come to balance, I don't know. Meaning that the light of Chokhmah will clothe fully in the light of Chasadim, and those two lights will complement, complete one another, meaning the will to receive will be completely under the Masach in order to bestow, then all these bacteria, all these parasites will be in order to bestow for the benefit of man. Man meaning the spiritual Adam, the system of Adam.
That's it.
And then our world rises to the degree of the spiritual world. Because everything is corrected. Just like a person is sick and heals more and more. And then you discover in him more and more the correct discernments, the good ones, spiritual ones, or corporeal in your laboratory there. It's the same thing.
So what is the Avot that you said? That everything was created for the purpose of Avot, right?
Yes, the whole of creation was for the sake of Avot, for us to make between us, and then through that, this Avot automatically will spread into all of creation, into all the nations, to all the people, and everyone, including those bugs that are in each and everyone.
How do we begin with this avut, say, from today, each one in his tent? How do we begin it?
We start by each of us understanding that he doesn't need to think about himself. Simply leave yourself and think of the others completely. Like that. And then you'll see. See what the Indians and the Chinese there think. It's there seemingly some general understanding in those nations that if you leave yourself, you are free. Only it's impossible. It's impossible. You can only do it through the upper force which we draw in this way, the reforming light. Okay, friends, I am happy that I've held to the end because I just couldn't. I were to fall asleep quite a few times today. Are there other questions?
Yes. Rav, does the breaking shatter the desire into little pieces, or were the pieces that were there show their distinctness?
The shattering, I don't know how to say this to you. It neutralizes the masach in order to bestow, inverts it to be a shattered masach, which is in order to receive, and then to the same extent in which it was in order to bestow, now it is in order to receive, meaning he who was above righteous in something, now he became below wicked, worse, and so on. And then you have two systems that emerge, right, left, and above, down. And then from that, there already begins to be the system of correction.
All those discernments already existed at the end of the four phases of direct light, or were they created following the shattering?
All those discernments, if you learn them well, you see that they were already in the Pchinat Shoresh in the four phases of direct light, where the beginning and the end exist there together. If you begin opening that block or that box, you'll see that it can't be any other way. How is it possible for Keter and Malchut to be and all those things together? But rather there has to be an act of shattering and an intermingling and incorporation and then correction, gradually and selectively. Otherwise, it won't happen. Okay? Yes, Moshi.
Is it correct in the 10 to detail the avot into something that's clear and then to measure according to this if I'm there or not?
It's possible. It's possible. Why not? At least understand somewhat these elements. It's excellent.
Because otherwise it's vague. And I know I'm not in it, but I don't really measure it.
So go ahead. Do
so we can't
it.
Play
yes,
with it,
I'm
right?
Willing to play with it also. It could be very beneficial. We could find many good exercises from that, and it would be felt, and it would be to the point. And our kli fully, the whole world kli, that's what we need. It's a leap to a spiritual degree already. With Arvut, we enter spiritual work, spiritual sense, feeling the desert and all the things, to the Torah in short.
So this is why there is this world where I can seemingly keep the Arvut in an act without the desire or intention.
Yes. Good luck. No, I don't have the strength already. Well, Minsk, okay.
Lo shomim.
We don't hear you.
Не слышно.
We don't hear.
אני מניח שהם רוצים להזמין עכשיו את כולם.
I guess they want to invite everyone to the Avot team now. Which will begin at 5:45 with all the friends in the world as preparation for the European Congress.
And now they're continuing after the lesson too.
Yeah, immediately after the lesson at 5:45 there's the Avot team.
Nice. Where's the Coca? Do you know the link for that? Send it to me. Wonderful.
An announcement for the conclusion. You're invited to watch a live lesson with Rav Lightman this evening at 5:30 on Sviva Teva. This concludes the lesson. Have a good day and good night. This is the night. When I can't wait myself, I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching for light. My heart feels frozen in this broken piece of life. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever on their own. We'll break these walls between us. Let's fill the emptiness, and we'll never be alone.
Won't you please?